Hi, this is a dictation for Faye Carter, FayCarter, Data Services, 6/29/2023, date of birth 9/22/58, date of accident 5/13/2022, date of service 6/29/2023. The patient, Faye Carter, reports that she has a ongoing headaches, which are 5, neck pain is 8, lower back pain is 7, left shoulder pain is 9. She's undergoing physical therapy and a chiropractic care. She chooses to continue the chiropractic care and physical therapy and does not want any injection treatments so far. The patient reported that she was again involved in another accident on 6/8/2023. In an automobile accident, where in a gas station she was waiting to get out on 8 Mile and Middleback gas station, mobile gas station, while the other car backed into her car and kept going back and back. So she could not see the other driver because the car was deeply tinted, and their car was hit on the passenger side T-bone just like the last time, and the car is at the shop. It is not totaled. The police did not come at the scene. Ambulance didn't come, and she went to the police department 2 days later. No emergency room was visited. She was able to drive back home in the same car. Currently, pain still continues 6/8. She has been advised to connect with her attorney to see a new claim need to be filed. But her pains are similar as before. Some radiation of the pain is ongoing from the neck to the right arm. ADLs are reported affected 7. 60% improvement is reported. Please check the chart for ADLs, for system review, for additional history, for substance abuse and compliance program. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 135 over 81, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is 5/31/2023, dictation number 0602-053. Plan is to continue medications, which are Mobix, 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 mg daily twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol hydrochloride, 50 mg twice a day PRN, 60 tablet for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for further pain relief and sleep, Alprolozam for anxiety from the current accident and panic, 0.5 mg PRN, Fioricet for headaches are provided, 1 or 2, 50 tablets in PRN basis. The maps have been reviewed, the labs were reviewed, patient is found to be in compliance. Her disability continues in the area of housework and work. In the transportation, physical therapy continues 3 times per week for the neck and the lower back and the shoulder area, the left shoulder. Also, the right shoulder, she does have a problem in both the shoulders. The MRIs were reviewed again with the patient. In the right shoulder MRI, there is a partial thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon, 50%, along with superior glenoid labrum tear, AC joint degenerative changes. The patient has herniated disc at C4, C5, C5-6, C6-7, for which patient is approaching the traction and conservative treatment. In the lumbar region, there is a bulging disc at L1, L2, and L2. L3, L4, and herniated disc at L4, L5, bulging disc at L5, S1. Injection treatment were advised, lumbar epidural steroid injection. That patient has declined. She has never been able to make it here. So we have not been able to do it. There was one injection was done on 6/2/2023 successfully. Sorry, one injection has been done, and she needs to be scheduled for further injections. Thank you.